After the First Death by Lawrence Block. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. 1. I came up out of it very slowly. At first, there was only the simple awareness of existence. I was lying on my right side, my right arm bent oddly so that my head rested upon my wrist. There was a slight tingling sensation in the fingers of my right hand, as though the weight of my head was cutting off part of the circulation in that hand. My left arm was stretched out at my side. I left every part of me as it was, and I kept my eyes shut. If I moved or opened my eyes, my head would ache. It would ache soon enough anyway, but if I could slide gently back into sleep, I could postpone the headache. With more than the usual amount of luck, I might even be able to sleep through the entire hangover. This had happened occasionally in the past, though not often. I knew there would be a hangover, knew too that I had gone out and earned one, though I could not remember it. I could remember very little, actually. I did not know where I was, or how I had gotten there, or what day it was, nor was I particularly anxious to find out any of these things. I knew, although I did not remember, that I had been drinking. When I drink, I get drunk, and when I get drunk, I have massive blackouts during which I do things, for better or for worse, which I do not remember, for better or for worse. Usually for worse. I had been drinking. I had thought that I had given that up, but evidently I had been wrong. I had been drinking, and I had gotten drunk, and I had blacked out, all according to the usual pattern.